Afternoon again, everyone. Thank you for giving a few moments of your time to join us, just for a few simple thoughts from God's Word. We're again on the grounds of what was once the Whitfield College of the Bible, and the lecture hall here in the background where Dr. Paisley preached his first sermon. And I'm not sure of the history of this place. I think it was a large plot of ground that belonged to an owner of a local mill way back many years ago. And this particular part of the estate is known as the Walled Garden. And it used to be held in great repair, and there was roses and flower beds, and it was very well pruned and very well kept all around this area, different trees and flower beds and plants, the Walled Garden. Now in the book of Song of Solomon, we have the lovely account of Solomon addressing his bride-to-be, the Shunammite girl. And it's a wonderful picture of Christ in the church. The Shunammite was unworthy, she was an outsider, she was underprivileged, she had no confidence and no love for herself. And yet Solomon, the great king, set his eternal electing love upon her, so to speak, and chose her to be his bride. And that reminds us of Jesus Christ setting his love upon the church, people who don't deserve it, and yet he brings us to himself. And in the book of Song of Solomon, many phrases and terms are used to describe the bride and describe the church. And one of them is found in Song of Solomon chapter 4 and verse number 12. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Thy plants are an orchard of pomegranates with pleasant fruits, camphire, spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all the trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all the chief spices, a fountain of gardens, a well of living waters and streams from Lebanon. And then we have this wonderful verse that speaks about the fullness of the Spirit. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south, blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. What a wonderful, wonderful verse of scripture this is. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south. In the Bible, the wind often represents the ministry of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 3, the wind bloweth where it listeth. And so it is with everyone that is born of the Spirit. The north wind is often cold and cutting. The south wind is warm and refreshing. And we need both in our lives. We need to be chastened at times. Other times we need to be comforted. And the Spirit of God breathes upon his church and breathes upon his people, blows upon his garden, if you like, over the walls, through the trees, through the flowers and through the plants. And whenever the wind blows gently and the breeze flows through the garden, it causes the scent and the spices to flow out. And therefore we need the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and we need to pray to that end. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south, blow or breathe upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out, that the fruit of the Spirit might be developed, and that the fragrance of grace and righteousness might flow out of my life, love and truth and grace and long-suffering and all of these things. Whenever the Spirit of God moves in the heart of a believer, moves in his church, the fruit of the Spirit flourishes and grows and develops. But most of all, the Shunammite here prayed, let my beloved come into his garden and eat of his pleasant fruits. And surely that reminds us of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, where Jesus Christ said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, and I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. The beloved, the Lord Jesus, coming into the midst of his church because they've prayed for the infilling and the anointing and the blessing of the Holy Spirit, and they're developing fruit, and Christ comes in all of his glorious fullness and fellowships with his people and dines with them and ministers to them, and the spices flow out over the wall, so to speak, to a lost and perishing world. This is what we desperately need, a moving of the Spirit of God in the church once again. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time, God willing.